The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chickie is sponsored by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, Ontario. Visit exchangingvowsbridalboutique.com for all your wedding and formal wear needs.
Hi, I'm Augusta Ray, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Diana Chickie with Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. She is only 17 years old and has captured many accolades this year, such as the North American Country Music Association International back in April, New Country Vocalist of the Year 2016 Award, New Country CD of the Year 2016 Award, and the New Country Songwriter of the Year 2016 Award. Augusta Ray is a Nashville recording artist born in Richmond Hill, where she splits her time between her home in Nashville and in Canada. Influenced by Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix, and Shania Twain, which helped create her unique country rock sound, as well as listening to Johnny Cash records in her basement at home, where it has since became a part of who she is today. Augusta recently performed at Wasaga Country Life in Wasaga Beach and captured the hearts of the audience. I got to speak with Augusta prior to her concert, where she shares her life as a country singer, as well as featured two of her songs. Don't go away, we'll be right back with Nashville recording artist Augusta Ray. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
Hi, I'm Andrew McNeil, Director of Economic Development and Tourism of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
You're listening to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com. Augusta Ray grew up in Richmond Hill, influenced by Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix, and Shania Twain, which helped create her unique country rock sound, as well as listening to Johnny Cash records in her basement at home, where it has since become a part of who she is today. Welcome to Beach Corner.
Thank you so much for having me.
So 2016 has been a good year for you, winning many accolades, such as the North American Country Music Association International in April, New Country Vocalist of the Year 2016 Award, the New Country CD of the Year 2016 Award, New Country Songwriter of the Year 2016, Traditional Country Songwriter of the Year, and was one of the top seven featured artists on Olay's On the Spot competition in 2015. Wow, that's truly amazing. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
So has anyone told you how you look like Linda Ronstadt?
I get that a lot, but you know what? That's not such a bad thing, I guess. It's quite the compliment. I love Linda. I look up to her music, and that's what I do in my spare time. I just look up her interviews, and I look up her performances. I just think she's such a beautiful person.
So how pleased are you with the success you have garnered so far?
You know, it's an amazing feeling waking up every day and knowing that everything's going to be okay because you love what you do. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, it's great to get out and do what you love and have people respond in such a positive way. So.
And at what age did you get interested in country music?
Okay, well, here's the story. So I started being trained classically in music at the age of six, and I performed at Carnegie Hall a couple times, and then I just kind of realized that country music was the thing for me. I grew up in a rock and roll family. My dad was a musician, and he just kind of inspired me to take the next step with country, I guess.
Very nice. So you spend your time between Canada and Nashville. So how do you manage your time with your family and friends?
Well, I'm very lucky. I have a lot of friends that are musicians themselves, so we kind of get each other. Like, when I'm on the road, usually they're on the road, so we're always sure to keep in contact. Social media is a great thing. Skype's a great thing. But whenever I'm in Nashville, whenever I'm in Canada, I'm always sure to pop out for a coffee with them or something like that.
And where do you draw your inspiration in writing songs?
I think it's very important to kind of cherish and celebrate the music that was, you know, created in the 60s. I'm an old soul. I get told a lot, and I collect vinyl, and I listen to all the old stuff. My dad listens to all the old stuff as well, and just I'm inspired by a lot of different people, not from this era as well, but mostly from the 60s to the 90s, I find.
And what do you enjoy most about singing country music?
I love the honesty. I love the honesty. I love how honest it is. I love how true it is. You know, just when I was singing classical music, you know, you're singing pieces that have been around for hundreds of years, whereas with country music, you can put your own personal twist on anything you want.
And what do you hope to accomplish as an artist?
You know, I'm just happy doing what I'm doing. I love performing for people. I love being in the studio creating music. You know, I plan to be doing what I'm doing for as long as I can.
And can you please introduce one of your songs?
Absolutely. So I wrote this tune, I'm Done, last year. So it was 2015. I was a really angry little person. And no one had broken up with me. But it was just, I wrote this tune for all the girls that, you know, had been mistreated, and it's quite the girl power man hating song. So this one's called I'm Done.
Joining me today is country singer Augusta Ray, direct from Country Life Resort in Wasaga Beach. You're listening to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com.
You hurt my heart, don't wanna see your face. My girls told me what you did the other day. I'm just a little sick and tired of all your games. I'm done. I guess I should have known we'd go up in flames together. Not your little blonde mistake, she'd burn down all forever. But baby, that's okay, 'cause I can do much better. I'm done. Gonna show you what it means when a girl says I'm no way. Trash your pictures, rip up the dress and that ring, it's going on eBay. It's about time you clean up your own mess. Time is ticking, so you better get started. I ain't broken, I'm just broken hearted. This girl's on the run. I'm done. You were a snake in the grass, had me hypnotized. You're the storm after the calm, the devil in disguise. Well, you're sure ain't my Prince Charming. I'm through with all your lies. I'm done. I'm done. Gonna show you what it means when a girl says no way. Trash your pictures, rip off the dress and that ring, it's going on eBay. It's about time to clean up your own mess.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com with my guest, country singer Augusta Ray. Tell us about the meaning of the song, I'm Done. We just listened to it again, but can you elaborate a little bit more?
For sure. So, again, no one broke up with me specifically, but I just wrote it for all the girls that had been mistreated and all the girls that have, you know, been through tough times with guys, and it's just another one of those hardcore girl power songs.
Very nice. So you refer to yourself, or I should say they refer to you, as a badass, sweet, singing, rocking country darling. Who is Augusta Rae for our listening audience?
Well, you know what? I tend to put my twist on a little bit of everything. I find that country music can be... There's no definition for country music. So I try to define my own country music, and I try to find myself and promote my own artistry through hardcore guitar solos, the soft sound of, I don't know, just traditional country with a little bit of rock and roll in there.
And do you have a favorite artist?
Favorite artist? That's very difficult. That's very difficult. It changes every day. But like you said, you know, Linda Ronstadt is definitely an inspiration of mine.
Okay. And if you could choose an artist to perform on stage, who would it be?
It's a very difficult question. Probably be my dad.
Aww,
it'd probably
nice.
Be my dad.
Aw, how yeah. sweet. You have a busy schedule this summer. How do you prepare for these concerts?
I try to relax when I can, drink lots of tea, listening to records. You know, just relaxation is a big thing for me. Practice is also important, but I enjoy my relaxation.
Tonight, you are singing at Country Life in Wasaga Beach. What can we anticipate?
A lot of guitar solos, a lot of hair flipping for sure. But I just released an EP this past June, and for me it's very important to get my original stuff out there. You know, just I like writing songs with substance, songs that mean something, so I have a lot of songs that mean different things, so expect a lot of, well, not a lot, but a few originals tonight, and I'm really excited to share them with everybody. It's going to be a good night.
So is this your first time in Wasaga Beach?
First time performing in Wasaga Beach, but my band is from here. You know, I really have to thank my band, Dave Angelis, Rob Carroll, Gary Borden, Steve Mills, and Tom Wilkins. I'm trying not to forget anybody. They're all so great.
Well, that's wonderful. So,
yeah.
So where do you see yourself in 5 years from now?
You know what? I'm just happy doing what I'm doing. I love performing for people. I love being in the studio, and I'm really fortunate to be living in Nashville part-time. It's just opened so many doors for me, and I'm meeting so many great artists that I continue to learn from, and you know, it's just a great vibe the city has. So if I could stay in Nashville and wake up every morning knowing that everything's going to be okay because I love what I do, then I'm totally okay with that.
And where can we find more information?
Well, you guys can check me out on AugustaRayMusic.com. iTunes is a big one for me. My new single, I'm Done, just hit iTunes recently, and I've been a featured artist for 3 months, which is pretty sweet. As well, it's getting airplay in Europe as well, which is pretty sweet. So if you guys can check out I'm Done on iTunes, just search Augusta Rae, that'd be really sweet.
Well, thank you, Augusta, for being my guest, and wishing you continued success.
Thank you so much.
But before we go, can you please introduce one more song?
All right, so What If is a song that was written by Wayne and Alan Burton, who are two awesome brothers from Calgary, Alberta. And I was lucky enough to record it on my EP. And, you know, it's all about making that very first move. You know, it's very difficult to be the first one to say I love you or the first one to ask somebody out. But I think it's something we can all relate to in one way or another.
Well, you're listening to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this song.
Thoughts are racing as I catch my breath, afraid I might be running out of time. I'm sure my heart is beating through my chest, waiting for the moment to be right. Don't know if I can do. What if I did? What if I got the nerve to say it? What if I broke you in the eyes? I swear I
got the nerve to say? What if I look you in the eyes? I swear how much I mean it. What if I'm right and brave enough to ask the question? 'Cause my eyes would feel the answer on my lips. 'Cause my eyes would feel the answer on my lips. What if I did?
This is a wrap for me. I would like to thank Augusta Ray for being my guest and wish her continued success. Special thanks to David Angelis for making this interview possible. For more information, visit AugustaRayMusic.com. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Donna Chickie. Beach Corner now available on podcasts with a new weekly show anytime from our new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from our homepage to enjoy our unique and local programming. Beach Corner is a regular feature in Beach Booster publication. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.